Oftentimes, is ability plus opportunity equals responsibility. And no clearer place is this found than in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. In this parable, large sums of money were trusted to the hands of three different servants by their master. And while he was going to be away, it would be the servant's responsibility to safeguard his riches. Verse 15, it says, to one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2 talents, and to another 1. To every man according to his own ability. The King James says several abilities. And he left right away. What I gather when I read this verse is that he didn't spend a lot of time instructing them on what they were to do with his money, but he was going to entrust it into them to do what they saw fit. As you go through this parable, you find that the man with the 5 talents, the one with the 2 talents, invested wisely. And they increased their master's wealth. But in verse 18, it says, but the one in which he gave 1 talent to, he dug a hole in the ground and buried it, hiding his Lord's money. Now, when the master returned, each servant was required to give an account of what he had done with the money he left into their hands. The man with the 5 and the 2 talents doubled the sum that was given to them. To each of them, the master said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But the man with the 1 talent that was given, we need to remember, these were based on ability. In verse 25, the 1 talent man said, I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the earth. So now that you're back, here is what was yours. Now, a lot of people would think, well, what's wrong with that? I didn't lose it. I didn't give it away. Here's the money you gave to me. This servant was noted by his master as being lazy and wicked. But he didn't stop there, because the master told him, you could have at least given my money to the money changers so that when I came back, you could have got it out and I would have gotten the interest on top of my talent. Master finishes in verse 30 by saying, cast you, this unprofitable servant, into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. You know, as we look in the New Testament, we find this equation repeated over and over and over again. The concept of ability plus opportunity equals responsibility. When we look in the book of Acts and you look in chapter 11, we find here where it talks about the Christians in Antioch. And during these times, it was a very upheaval time for the Christians in Judea. Many, because of their faith, had lost their jobs. Many of them, if they were craftsmen, would not be hired. And so they were on the brink of starvation. But when the Christians in Antioch heard of the hard times that they were going through, in verse 29 of chapter 11 says, then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief to the brethren which dwelt in Judea. And we find this concept again in the book of Corinthians, where Paul was writing in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2. He talks about, and we use it so often in our giving on the Lord's Day. And upon the first day of the week, Paul commanded, let every one of you lay him by in store, as God has prospered, that there be no gatherings when I come. Paul was spearheading help from the Gentile churches to the people in Judea. They were impoverished. The churches in Macedonia exceeded this principle of every man according to his ability, or as God has prospered him. Imbibing the true spirit of Christianity. The 2 Corinthians chapter 8 in the first five verses. And while I won't read them, it says that they gave out of their poverty. They gave out of the things that the bare necessities they had, they took from that to give to someone else who had nothing. The opportunity of this concept is what we find in Galatians 6 and verse 10. Do good unto all men, as we have therefore opportunity, especially them that are the household of faith. You know, we oftentimes use the parables of the Good Samaritan that we find in Luke chapter 10. But here we have three individuals. Each one had ability. Each one had opportunity. But the priest and the Levite felt miserably short of this teaching. And therefore, they missed out on a wonderful opportunity. They passed by on the other side of this wounded man. They allowed him to lay there. For whatever reason, fear or whatever, they left that man to lay there. And then to the Jews, a most hated individual was coming by, the Samaritan, who showed compassion on this individual. He seized the opportunity to help. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, the apostle writes here, but whoso has this world's goods and sees his brother have need and shuts up his bowels of compassion, how dwells the love of God in him? But James also rebukes and says, he that knows, in James 4:17, to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. As we approach the matter of ability and responsibility from another angle, look what's written in Ephesians 4 and verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now, when you read the chapter, you understand it to know that Paul is talking about spiritual gifts. And these spiritual gifts, whether they're natural or otherwise, gifts can be learned. A lot of the people who speak publicly today didn't grow up to be great orators. But they learned through practice. Our personal abilities to do things can be applied to a lot of different things. Now, Paul deals with this also in Romans chapter 12. Starting in verse 3 and going through verse 8, Paul writes, for I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, So being many are one body in Christ, and every one members of one another, having then gifts, differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to that proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorts on exhortation, and he that gives, let him do it with simplicity, he that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Our abilities, whether we are 5 talent, 2 talent, or 1 talent, should be exercised at every single opportunity we have. Guess what we're really saying is we cannot sit idly by and watch the world go round. The overall picture of living the Christian life looms before that we've noticed. Ability plus opportunity equals responsibility applies to every facet. But when this equation is complete, the sum of it all is accountability. God gave man freedom since man's creation. God gave man commandments and left it up to man whether to obey or disobey. We are free agents. As Christians and as free agents, we can choose to do whatever we want to do. As Christians, we are forgiven of our sins. We are committed to be Christ-like. We are committed to obeying His teachings and responding to Him according to our ability. And we must never forget that there will be a day when there will be a great accounting. Paul in Romans 14 and verses 11 and 12, Paul writes, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then to every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Have you ever pictured that day in your mind? All of the souls that ever lived on the face of the earth from the beginning of time until the end of time, all in one long line. And everybody sitting there giving an account of every single thing that was done in their lives. Now, if you picture yourself at that moment in that spot before the judgment seat, what would your response be? God, I don't remember that. God, I don't remember that. Well, that could have been me, but I don't think that was me. You know, we, in life, we do things, but we don't want to be held accountable. But that day, we will have to be held accountable. You look at that 1 talent man, and in his own mind, he thought he was doing the right thing, the safe thing. I'm going to make sure that he gets back what he gave me. How do we give back to God what He's given us? He just didn't give us 1 talent or 2 talents or 5 talents. He gave us eternal life. So how do we repay that back? How do we invest the life he gave us. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10 reminds us that we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and that every man, everyone may receive the things done in his body. Our time on earth, what we are doing right here, right now, whether it's good or bad, we're going to have to answer for it. How many talents do we have? 5? 2? 1? It doesn't matter how many talents we have. How many talents has been given to us? But what matters is, what have we done with that talent? That one talent man had gone out and even got him 50% more of what he was given, would have found favor in his master's sight, because at least he tried, that he worked at it. And his master would have realized, this guy's not quite as much in the ability side as the other two guys, but he did put an effort into it. You know, if we think we're waiting, we get to heaven, nobody's going because nobody's perfect, God could care less about perfection. He cares more about the effort we put into things. He wants us to try. You know, the amazing thing about it is he knows that we're going to mess up. And he knows that we're not going to get it right. He knows that we're going to step in the ditch and get off the road. He knows that we will fail at certain points. But failure does not mean that we will not succeed. If Edison quit when he didn't get the light bulb the first time around, we'd still be lighting candles. Well, somebody probably would have figured it out eventually, but you get my meaning. If we allow our failures to keep us away, we'll never succeed. The parable of the talents refers to the servants of the master. And for those who have not obeyed the gospel, do you want to be a servant today? Do you want to serve something more than self? You want to serve God. When we look at what God gave up for us, his son, sending him down here to endure the things he endured for us, who wouldn't want a piece of that action? Of a God who loves mankind so very much to be willing to sacrifice his son. If you're not a Christian, we want to give you the opportunity this evening to obey God's gospel plan, to obey the gospel call, to come and to repent and confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and to be baptized for the remission of sins. If that is in your heart, we want to give you that opportunity tonight. Maybe you are a Christian. Maybe the talent that you've been given, you haven't been using very wisely. If that is the case, it's never too late to change. It's never too late to get on board. If there's anyone that has a need this evening, we pray that you'll come. As together we stand and we sing.